And in this connection, there's a very beautiful passage in that great Tibetan spiritual classic, The Dual Ornament of Liberation. Some of you I know have come straight along just now from the Tibetan exhibition, the exhibition called, I believe, The Tibetan Tradition. And you might feel it appropriate that there falls to our lot this evening a quotation from, as I've said, one of the greatest of the spiritual classics of Tibetan Buddhism, The Jewel Ornament of Liberation of Gampopa. So speaking of the spiritual friends, the Kalyana Mitras, Gampopa says, "Since at the beginning of our career, it is impossible to be in touch with the Buddhas or with Bodhisattvas living on a high level of spirituality, we have to meet with ordinary human beings as our spiritual friends. As soon as the darkness caused by our deeds has lightened, we can find Bodhisattvas on a high level of spirituality. Then, when we have risen above the great preparatory path, we can find the Nirmanakaya of the Buddha. Finally, as soon as we live on a high spiritual level, we can meet with the Sambhogakaya as a spiritual friend. Should you ask, who among these four is our greatest benefactor? The reply is that in the beginning of our career, when we are still living imprisoned by our deeds and emotions, we will not even see so much as the face of a superior spiritual friend. Instead, we will have to seek an ordinary human being who can illumine the path we have to follow with the light of his counsel. Whereafter, we shall meet superior ones. Therefore, the greatest benefactor is a spiritual friend in the form of an ordinary human being." Now, this sort of association, this association with spiritual friends, this association with those who are a little more spiritually advanced than we are, or who are at least on the same level, not on a lower level than we are ourselves, this is what the Indians even today call satsang, and they attach tremendous importance to it. Satsang is a Sanskrit word, in fact it's a Hindi and Marathi and Gujarati and Bengali word too, and it's made up of these two parts, sat and sang. And sat means good, it means true, it means right, it means real, genuine, also holy and spiritual. So sat. And sang means association, company, fellowship, community, and even communion. So satsang means this sort of good fellowship, communion with the good, or holy association, any sort of combination that you care to adopt. All these shades of meaning, all these connotations are included and suggested. And the reason why in India, all down the centuries and even today, the importance of this satsang is stressed, the reason is that we all need help in leading the spiritual life. We need at least strong moral support from other people. If we're honest with ourselves, we have to admit, we have to recognize that we can't get very far on our own. Just think, most of you, supposing you had no meditation class to go to. Suppose you had no lectures to come to. Suppose you never met another person interested in Buddhism. Week after week, month after month, year after year, you never met anybody else interested. Supposing you couldn't even get any books, because if even reading books in the right way, books of the right kind, even this is a kind of satsang. So if one was entirely on one's own, however great one's enthusiasm, however great one's sincerity, one would not be able to get very far. So we get encouragement, we get inspiration, we get moral support, we get help from associating with others who have similar ideals and who are following a similar way of life. And especially is this the case when we associate with those who are at least a little bit more spiritually advanced than we are, or we may say, putting it even more simply, who are simply more human than most people usually are.